Next up, psychic astrologer, one of our friends, Elizabeth Joyce, joins us. And among the things she'll be talking about for her predictions for 2019, the Super Bowl winner. So those of you who are into that, you might want to get ready for this one. And I know who it is, but I'll have her tell you. And then we'll take your calls later on this hour on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to our final psychic astrologer as we talk about predictions for 2019 with us, Elizabeth Joyce. She's a modern-day mystic, author, master spiritual teacher and healer. Through the grace of God, she uses her works, and she works through the risen power of the Kundalini as a conduit as well, transmitting pure energy from the source. Her website linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Couple of her books, Unlimited Realities and Psychic Attack. And Elizabeth, thanks for staying up so late for us. Appreciate it.
Oh, I'll try not to yawn, George. Hi, how are you? Happy New Year.
We'll keep pushing you. The hour will go by so fast, and Happy New Year to you, too. Hey, you had some pretty good predictions last year about the tragedies, weather, and things, and a lot of these have come to pass.
And the market, too. I said it was going to go up, and it did until it crashed.
And until it went down, and down big time,
well,
too.
I said till August. I remember saying that, George, last time.
Yeah.
We got a lot of things happening in 2019. It's going to be a more difficult year for most people, and I don't want to hold back anything. There are disasters, but there are positives. So 2019 by itself will not be painfully more difficult for everyone, but it will be affected by it. It will affect everyone.
Elizabeth, have we ever had a year where somebody said, I'd love that year?
Oh, I hope so. I kind of liked 2018. I know it was very disruptive in many ways, but it was a good year for me.
Not bad. Now, you,
the ending.
I'm getting emails because I promoted you as saying you're going to announce the Super Bowl winner.
What everybody wants to know.
We might as well just start with that right now, as people will be off to Las Vegas by tomorrow, probably.
It's going to be the Redskins. No, I'm sorry. It's going to be the Los Angeles Rams.
Rams, that's right. Right.
I apologize. Please.
That's okay. Folks, if you heard Redskins, that's not it. That's not it. Don't write that down.
Los Angeles Rams.
Well, they're playing pretty well. I mean, I'm in St. Louis right now, and they're not too happy that the Rams moved out of St. Louis a couple years ago at all.
Well, you know, I knew the Patriots weren't going to be in it for a long time. I'm going to say since the end of August.
So your prediction is the Rams will win the Super Bowl. That
correct.
Comes up in another
February,
month.
Yeah.
All right, okay, they're going to put that down. That, you know, you got a great chance of winning on that. They're playing pretty well.
I don't gamble. I don't bet. People have to do it for me and then share, right? Am I supposed to get a percentage?
If you got a percent from everybody who bet on the Rams.
Goodness, I'd win the lottery.
My God, you'd win a million plus, you know, just in commissions. Wow. So what do you see for 2019 overall?
Overall, the most important thing of this year is going to be our presidential situation, because I do see President Trump resigning and leaving office.
It
might be because of illness. I think it might be as early as March, but if not, we'll certainly hear about his illnesses in March. And I see Pence taking over for the remainder of the term. And then I do see in 2020 we will have a Democrat. I think somebody on your show said that before, but it will be Joe Biden. And he will be in for one term.
Gosh, you're making some amazing predictions. So I'm going to make, you know, we're putting this into the vault for next year. But you're saying in 2019, President Trump will leave office,
yes,
replaced by Vice President Mike Pence, obviously, and that in the 2020 election, obviously, the Democratic nominee will be Joe Biden, and you say he will win one for one term.
For one, he will be in for one term, and that's going to be his choice. But I dread this election time, because we're going to have about 20 people running on each side, and it's going to be brutal. The anger and the accusations and the mudslinging is not fun.
I'm in St. Louis right now. I'll be heading back to Los Angeles in a couple of weeks. But you say that St. Louis, along with a couple other cities, could be underwater this year.
Yes, we are going to have some intense weather. And the rains are coming. I just know they are. I worry about our border, our coastal states like New Orleans. And I don't think that people have taken the time to strengthen whatever it is they use to protect the land, and the water will come in again. They have levees. They have not really repaired the levees, George, and they should be doing more like what they do in Denmark and Norway.
Well,
and they're trying that in New York. In New York, what are they called? The dikes. The dikes. They're building dikes in.
Well, in the levees. In levees, too.
Well, the levees, they did not.
They didn't hold. No, they don't hold.
I know. Well, they don't repair them, is why.
All right, so let's go through some things about 2019 as they affect people. Later on in this hour, we'll take some phone calls with you, Elizabeth, from people. And what do you see in terms of science? Do you see anything dramatic popping up this year?
Well, I love the fact that we have that probe that went beyond Pluto.
That was cool.
That is cool.
Technology at its best, you know?
You know what I was wondering the other day? Why does every planet in our solar system have a moon?
Well, I don't know. You're the astrologer. You tell me.
No, I think it has something to do with balance in the solar system. But we are going to have some manifested energy that is going to bring the earthquakes and more volcanic eruptions and more tsunamis. I see an earthquake. I know that people are feeling it already. I think it's going to come down through Alaska and Canada and Vancouver and into Oregon and California. And I don't think it'll go below San Francisco, but it's going to be 9 or 10. It's going to be a pretty high earthquake.
Oh, geez, that's not good.
And I think that's going to be caused by some bombing under the ocean in Korea.
Oh, really?
So I don't particularly like that feeling. And maybe if we start using our energy forces and our prayers and our affirmations, we can help ease that a little bit, because that is right coming, and I've been feeling it for a while.
So you think a man-made situation is going to create some of these major earth tragedies?
And we'll have both man-made and natural, but, you know, it's hard to say sometime which is which.
Well, all right. So
we can't find out all the time why things happen to the earth. But there's a glass-bottom boat that is going to bring us wonders from the sea. It's a new type of thing. I think it's more telescopic with lights going down into the water to find out more about the bottom of the ocean.
Really? Things we didn't even know about?
I do think so.
That could be exciting. And that's a great scientific discovery.
That would be a good scientific discovery. We're going to also learn about extraterrestrials.
Really? All right. Another psychic said that, too. Tell me what you think.
I think that we have to learn about light beings, and I think we have to learn that extraterrestrials may not be built in the body that we're used to. They may act differently. I know that people telepathically receive messages from extraterrestrials all over the world, and of course they write about it, and it's very interesting about what is said and about the high vibration. We're about to go into 2020, and this decade is going to be a very low vibration decade on this planet. And we really are going to have to work very hard to counterbalance it, to bring in the light and to bring in positive energy.
Is a higher vibration better?
A higher vibration, yes, is better. It loosens things up. It stops you, George, from being morose, from being discouraged, from saying, oh, it's just another day, and so saying, wow, this is a great day, I'm going to have a great time. It stops you from putting out positive vibrations or positive thoughts when it's a low vibration, because discouragement takes over, and that's when you make mistakes, and that's when you can feel pain.
Interesting. Now, how do you change the vibration?
You do it. There's only one way to do it, and that's through meditation. Meditation and positive affirmations. I know Deepak has written a new book about this energy, Deepak Chopra, and maybe people would want to pick that up. I also feel that it's time for your your healing. You're going to want to watch what you say and what you eat and what you do and try to keep yourself in balance. Focus on the family and what you can bring to others to help them have a better time.
So you think there's going to be some kind of an announcement with extraterrestrials, or are the ETs going to do something? What's going to happen?
I think that maybe this probe is going to find out some things.
Like this object may be alien in form?
Well, alien is something unknown, if you can
True.
See it that way. I don't think that we're going to have green people and blue people running around. I think we're just going to know that they've always been present and that it's not anything to be afraid of, to be concerned with. It's just something to be aware of.
Will science ever start to investigate the afterlife?
Well, I think they already have. And I know that Russia has said that they found something in the DNA that that proves that there's a God. And that was interesting to me.
Especially coming out of Russia.
I know. But we're going to find out that there's, I want to say, invisible DNA. You know, I wrote a book, Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, and then I wrote the workbook. And this workbook has the higher vibration energy in it and how to access it. It talks about the divine seals. But what I was told in the past week is that we have DNA in our chakras. And I don't think people have really realized that. And that's part of what I use when I do my healing work. And you know I do healing all over the world.
Oh, yes, you do.
And
right.
I was trying to figure out, George, why if I send energy, say I'm in Pennsylvania and I have somebody that's ill in Texas, and I send energy. But when I'm sending that energy, how do they receive it? Why do they feel better? Why does it heal? I was asking those questions, and I was shown that when we use the ray, the new double helix that came on the planet in 2012, that we are sending them energy to enliven that DNA in the chakras. And it's absolutely fascinating, because if you know the chakras and you know which one affects each chakra, affects a different organ in the body, and you know what's wrong, you can concentrate on the chakra that's out of balance.
Is it the sender or the receiver, or is it both
it's
when
both.
You do like
it's
a healing?
Both. It's a chemistry thing, and it's both.
Well, what if you're working on somebody and they say, I don't think this is going to work?
Then you stop. You walk away. You honor them.
You do?
Yes.
You can't still cure that person?
No.
Or help them?
No.
They have to want it themselves.
They have to, but you know, here's the trick, George. Some people want it subconsciously, but are so used to being discouraged in their consciousness, their subconscious can accept something, but their consciousness doesn't. But the rule is they have to know you're doing the healing, and they need to accept it. Once they say, well, you can try, then you're in there.
That's interesting.
You can get in there with your... As a matter of fact, my cousin in New Hampshire was very ill in October, and she had been in a coma, and I went with a friend, and we did Reiki on her, and she came right out of the coma. And she was able to greet her friends that came to visit.
Do you think Jesus used these kinds of powers?
Absolutely. Absolutely, and it was natural with him. You know what I've always said? I wonder what happened a year later after the people got healed. I wonder if they could hold the healing.
Yeah,
because
good
to
point.
Hold the healing, George. You have to get yourself into that high vibration, into that meditative state, and you have to just love instead of have dissension and separation. You really have to realize the warmth and the love of coming together as one.
Interesting. That would be fantastic if people could train themselves to do something like that.
It would be.
Do you teach people that?
Yes, I do. And the workbook explains the teaching. It's quite something.
Let's talk a little bit about finances. The psychics and astrologers all think we're going to have somewhat of a disaster in 2019. What about you?
I don't think it's going to be in 2019. I think we're going to struggle between now and 2021. I think that the finances are going to go cyber. I would like that not to happen, because it will take your freedom away. But I wonder if some of these people understand that.
But it's going to be tough.
For 2019 is economic revolution.
Explain that.
Well, we've had years of uncertainty and turmoil. We're on the cusp of a major shift that's going to shake up everything because it has to. You know, China's fighting the U.S. for worldwide dominance of money. And we've got all this Bitcoin and Cybercoin going on. So, of course, that would be economic revolution. And we are going to pay our bills differently than we do now. There's not going to be checks. Everything is done electronically. I do hope that we do still have cash. But I'm telling you, that's what the new people want.
Isn't that dangerous, though,
yes,
to be cashless?
It's very dangerous to be cashless because supposing you paid your income tax and they took out $200,000 instead of $2,000, it's going to take you a year and a half to prove it. You know what millennials don't have in their house? They don't have file cabinets.
No.
They don't run out the paperwork.
They don't have any paper backup or anything like that.
I know, and I have it all, but I'm in that generation where that's what you did.
Well, then you know every credit card company and stuff, when they mail you their monthly statement, they always say, you know, you can check this off when you pay your bill and you want to go, you know, mailless. You don't want any mail anymore. We'll do it electronically. We'll email it to you.
Yeah, I don't like to do that. I know other people do.
I mean,
but there's new ways of thinking and new money management is going to set us on a 7-year course of an economic revolution. There's new ways of doing it. I know that Apple, for example, and Amazon both want to have you pay with their money system. And then we have PayPal, and we have new credit card taking system. You can take your iPhone and pay at the store, but a lot of stores aren't set up for that. But you can do it. I think that's the coming thing.
You think there's going to be an enormous winter storm this year?
Oh, I know there's going to be an enormous.
Where's it going to be?
This year. It's going to be everywhere. It's going to be in St. Louis. It's going to be in California. It's going to be in Chicago and Texas and New York and Maine. It's coming across. It'll be quite crippling. And I think the seasons are changing. You know, we're having warm weather here. I don't know. You're in Missouri.
I'm in Missouri right now, and it's been moderately warm. It's not springtime weather, but it's 40s, 50s.
Right, but it's gonna go cold. The weather has changed, and spring and the flowers are gonna start at the end of May, and then fall is gonna end in January. Winter's gonna start in February and go through April. It's very different than it was.
And you think there's going to be some kind of corruption that's going to rock the nation?
Yes, that's going to come out in March.
Oh,
I'm not sure.
You don't know what it is, though, do you?
Oh, yeah, I do think it may have to do with something in the White House. But I think that there's going to be arrests. I think there's going to be charges made. And I think there's going to be people that are going to try to create a deal, negotiate, and try to get out of it. But a lot of the past congressmen are going to be in trouble with some of the things that they've done in the past. And there's going to be a whole kind of an eruption in the government that probably has to happen so that we can clean it up. Because we're in this cleanup period that ends in 2019, and then we go into the 2020s. Which promised to be difficult because of the astrology.
But an interesting year, 2020, isn't it?
Yeah, 2020 is really a transition year between the 10 decades and the 20 decades. It's 2021 where everything's going to hit. Everybody wants it in 2019, but it's going to be in 2021.
You got it. Well, Elizabeth, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and take phone calls, where you'll give some folks a little bit of information about their future. What we'll need, of course, will be your name, the city you're living in, and your birth date. We will be back. And welcome back to Coast, we're with psychic astrologer Elizabeth Joyce. She's predicting the Los Angeles Rams will win the upcoming Super Bowl. She predicts that President Trump will leave office. that Vice President Mike Pence obviously will be the new president, and that during the election, Joe Biden, the Democrat, will end up getting the nomination and will win the presidency for one single term. She thinks that areas like St. Louis and Miami and some other places around the country are going to get deluged with water this year and be underwater, including, again, New Orleans and Corpus Christi and even Houston. That's not good. Super storms coming up and everything else. Why don't the psychics and astrologers, Elizabeth, ever see anything nice and happy?
Well, we do see some things nice and happy for each individual. And I also am very pleased to say that science is going to be getting some real breakthroughs in medicine. And the technology is going to come that will help make our lives easier, and those things are good.
Well, those are nice. That's true. Now, with calls, let's go to them. You want their name, the city they're in now, their state, and their birthday, right?
Right, so we'll... and I also wanted people to know that after the show, they could call me at 201-934-8986.
You're going to take calls after the show?
I always do.
You're going to stay up that late?
Well, they can leave a message and I'll call back in the morning, George.
That's what I thought. Okay, we'll give out that number right before you're off the air with us.
Thank you.
And your books are still available, Psychic Attack and Unlimited Realities?
I have 9 books, and they're all on Amazon.com.
Super, super. And your website, new-visions.com. And are you on Facebook yet?
Oh, I've been on Facebook for years. And also, you know, we're making that movie, Unlimited Realities, so it's coming together.
Good. When do you think that's going to come out?
2021. You're going to be in it, so you'll know.
I'll be in it?
Yeah.
What do I do? Am I an actor or do I play me?
You're going to play you.
All right. Well, whoever he may be. Okay, let's start by going to our buddy Brian in Indianapolis, Indiana. Let me give you Brian's birth date first. February 6, 1962. February 6, 1962. He's in Indianapolis, Indiana. Hello, Brian.
Hey, George, Happy New Year.
Good to have you with us. Now, Elizabeth, do you want Brian to ask you a question, or are you just going to tell him something?
No, one question, Brian.
Okay, Elizabeth, here I'm going to tie your predictions together real quick. Donald Trump is going to take the deep state down. That's going to be the arrest that you were talking about. He's going to laugh. So be laughing so hard he's going to hurt himself. So he's going to have to leave office. Mike Pence is going to have Nikki Haley as his running mate, and he's going to beat Uncle George or Uncle Joe in the 2020 election. But hey, listen, I had a extremely good year last year. The karma with the universe is positive. My vibes are good. My wife is a driving force behind my transformation and believing in all this. And George Norrie's show has confirmed and backed up about everything that she said would happen has happened. I paid off a lot of substantial debt this year. When I mean substantial, I mean almost $20,000 worth of debt.
Wow. Good for you, Brian.
I'm got a plan for about 9 years out to retire. I just want to see this karma with the universe has been going good for over the last several years that my wife has finally got me to believe in. I just want to see what you see around us. My marriage is strong.
Ask her a real specific question, Brian.
I'm getting back in my 401k because I've been able to pay this debt off. Is that a good idea? I know you guys say the market's going to be
no. You better hang up on and down. Every dime that you have. You need to be careful because you're going very fast. I love the way that you have brought in balance to your life. I love your relationship with your wife and your expanding belief. But I do think that you need to be careful and more judicious this next year and do not give any money away. You need every dime because money's going to change so drastically. I do see you progressing and opening up more to spirit, and I wish you well.
Okay, Brian, good luck with that. And, of course, as the calls roll in, we'll take them until we are off the air with Elizabeth Joyce. And again, I'll give you that phone number that she will call for appointments. That you can leave a message. She's going to go to bed after this program. She's on the East Coast. Are you used to staying up this late when you're not on the air?
No.
Okay.
I just do it for you, George.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Well, let's go to Toronto, Canada. Mary's with us. Birth date, March 21, 1961. March 21, 1961, Mary in Toronto, Canada. Hey, Mary, Happy New Year.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to mention, I use the word mysticism for my religion, so I like that you use that word.
Yep.
And, yeah, I'd like to know where you see my work going. I was thinking of starting a YouTube channel. Do you see that as a positive?
Oh, interesting.
Do.
Good for
I
you.
Do. Especially this year, because we're under the Neptune factor for the first half of the year, and then Uranus is going to move into Taurus, and I think that you will be good going into people's homes, and I think that you have to create your message to what people want to hear. Sometimes you don't, you're not as clear as you could be, and I think you know what I'm talking about. So make sure that that part of it is enhanced, and you'll be fine.
Good luck, Mary. Hope everything works out for you. Do the YouTube channel. Call in one day on Open Lines and give out your URL, and we'll have people watch you. That's the way to do it. Elizabeth, you've been doing this for how many years now?
Oh, about 40.
And you love every minute of
it,
don't
you? I do. I was born this way, and I do love every minute.
You love helping people, I can tell.
I do. I really do.
What has in your career been that one satisfying moment that you will never forget?
Well, I had one for myself when I got my condo given to me by the divine back in the 80s. And of course, every healing I've done, when somebody comes in and they say they have to have open heart surgery and they don't, or a lady had lockjaw for 6 years and she walked out of my house without it. Every
Jeez.
Single time I see a transformation, George, it means something.
John of God, who's running into some horrid allegations these days, it's unfortunate. And I'm not going to talk specifically about that. But
it may be unfortunate, but it's the truth.
What do you think of his abilities as a healer, though?
I think that they've lessened. I think that he started out with very strong abilities, but I do know for a fact that over the past 3 years, his abilities have gotten weaker.
What happened to a guy who was so godlike?
It's called ego, easing God out.
Did the devil get to him?
Yes, you know, we're having this struggle with dark energies, and I know other people on your show have talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
We are, and it's going to intensify over the next 10 years, but light always wins. However, when you do get greed and you get lazy, that's what happens. If I gambled and bet on all of the teams I knew were going to win, I would lose my power.
You would.
I won't.
Ah, but you'd be rich.
No, it means nothing. Believe me, it means nothing. Because I am rich.
I had a friend of mine.
That was my maiden name anyways.
Look, I had a friend of mine who's no longer with us, but Glynis McCants, my numerologist who comes on the program, talked about putting the number 8 in your wallet or your pocket or your purse.
That's a Chinese.
Yeah, and you'd attract money. So this guy heard it, and he went to the casino, put an 8 in his pocket, and he won $2,000 playing slots. He was telling me at this restaurant he was running how excited he was and everything else. And he said, I can't go back. I can't wait to go back again and do it again. And I said, and his name was George. I said, George, you can't be greedy because it'll fall back on you. He said, no. So off he went,
and he
lost it.
Sure, because
he lost
that's
it.
The law of balance.
Karma does that, doesn't it?
It's the law of balance.
Wow.
He went and won it, and now he had to lose it in order to create a balance. And it comes from his belief system. It's very interesting. We could talk for hours about this.
That's interesting indeed. Let's go next to Shelbyville, Kentucky, April 7, 1948. Shelbyville, Kentucky. Richard's with us. Hey, Rich. Welcome to the show.
Hey. How's it going, George?
It's great. Happy New Year to you.
Thanks for talking to me.
Thank you.
Hey, Happy New Year to you, too.
That's you, Elizabeth.
So, thank you, Richard. And what is your question?
What is my what?
Question. Give her a question, and she'll tell you something about your future.
Well, I'm going to be 71. Am I going to find love again, or should I just hang it up?
All right, will he find love or hang it up?
I didn't hear the question.
Will he find love or hang it up?
Oh, no, he'll find love, of course. Just be love, Richard, and you are. You're a very kind, giving person, and there's no reason why you can't find love. But you don't have to hunt for it. It'll find you.
That's sometimes the best way, isn't it?
Yep.
All right, Rich, so it'll happen. Just stay positive. Stay in that mode. How do people stay positive, though, Elizabeth, during tough times?
They have to understand that everything that we experience, we bring to ourselves. This is what Louise Hay taught. How did I bring it to myself?
From Hay House. Yeah.
From Hay House, yes. She was my teacher. How did I bring it to myself? Why is this happening to me? We may not know why, because some of it can be from past lives, but take responsibility for what's happening to you and do the best you can to work through it and bless it, because you're working out something that you created.
Interesting take. Let's go to Roswell, New Mexico. This is a great place. June 6, 1958. Deanne's with us. Hi, Deanne.
Hi, George. Happy New Year.
You too. You have a question for Elizabeth?
Yes, I do. And thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I was wondering if she sees any significant changes in my life for 2019.
Definitely, and they're good, because I want to tell you that you are a Gemini, and the Jupiter is in Sag, so it's opposing you, and it's going to bring to you, so you will be receiving this year. The only thing is, you have to believe it and know it. And I'm feeling that sometimes you pass up opportunities, and you go, oh, I should have done that, or why?
Woulda, shoulda, right?
Yeah, shoulda, woulda, coulda, if, are your Atlantic City words. But what I'd like to see you do is meditate each morning and welcome in your good. I welcome in my good. May I accept the energies that are coming my way. If you just use that as a mantra, you're going to have a great year. You really will.
Good luck, Deanne. Appreciate it. Some of your predictions, Elizabeth, for 2019 are so dramatic.
They are.
If they happen, my gosh, we're gonna reference you nationally.
Well, that would be good.
I mean,
then you can have my YouTube address.
We'll see what happens.
I do a YouTube. Oh,
yeah, what is it? How do people find you on YouTube? Just with your name?
I'll have to send it. Yeah, Elizabeth Joyce.
Oh, that's easy.
I do astrology every Monday. I do the week. You can, very deep.
This energizes you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I love it.
Got a couple minutes left. Let's go to Barry in Albany, New York, December 23rd, 1952. Just had a birthday. December 23rd, 1952. Barry, welcome to the program. Go ahead with your question.
Hi. Thanks for a great show, George, and happy New Year, everybody.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask, I was driven out of my home in New York City to this area years ago, and I have a chance to go back, but I have obsessive compulsive disorder, which draws the attention of criminals. Do you think it's a good idea to try and go back, or I can look at Boston instead, a smaller city?
I'd rather see you go to Boston. I don't know why. Oh, probably because you still have the shadows in New York, and you're going to remember the old stuff and bring it back in out of your subconscious fears. I'd rather see you go to Boston. You've got three things coming to you in Boston, and one of them is a good income. So head up north. You'll be safer.
Go to Boston, Barry, and enjoy. And enjoy indeed. The 2019 first half, how does it compare to the second half of the year?
The first half will be easier than the second half.
It will.
Because as you go into that conjunction that's happening in January of 2020, people are going to have to be more concerned about what's happening with them. So I think that the first half will be a lot easier, especially with our financial, and we're just getting settled and getting stable, but we won't be at the end.
Let's take one more quick call, and I'll need you to give them just a quick response. We'll go to Kim in Georgia, Vermont, January 3rd, 1958. January 3rd, 1958. It's going to be your birthday in a day, Kim. Happy birthday. What's your question?
Oh, thank you. George. I haven't had a relationship in 9 years, and I'm not ugly. I don't get it.
All right. Is there a relationship there, Elizabeth? About 30 seconds worth. Go ahead.
Yes, there could be, and it could be something serious. But first of all, you have to heal the pain of 9 years ago and find out why you're still in a subconscious way pushing people away. You don't want people to get that close to you. There seems to be some kind of a fear that's still lingering. So I'd like to see you heal that.
You can call Elizabeth for appointments. She's going to bed now, so just leave a message. 201-934-8986. That's 201-934-8986. Elizabeth, thanks for being on the program, and we'll definitely talk to you next year and see how these predictions worked out, okay?
Thank you, George. It's my pleasure.
You take care of yourself. I love these prediction shows, and it was also our pleasure of giving you live programmings through the holiday season, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. We'll do it again next year as well, and we start the new year. Let's go for it, folks. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Lottasour, Stephanie Smith, Chris Boros, Tim Banal, and George Knapp, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.